So just in preventing gambling addicts from undertaking, partaking in their sort of usual activities, it would seem like the lockdown has had something of a positive outcome, would you say?
This lockdown really is unprecedented in terms of its impact on gambling, which is hugely available across Australian society. So we do have a situation where the Australian venues, and we have almost 5,000 gambling venues with almost 200,000 poker machines, are now shut, along with other licensed venues. In addition to most sporting events being closed down and a reduction in racing. So it really has shifted Australian gambling. And for people who are struggling to control their gambling, this can be a really helpful break in their play.
Well, speaking of a shift, have we seen a shift towards the likes of online gambling, lotto, sports bet, these other outlets due to the poker machine restrictions?
There has certainly been an increase in online gambling. So one estimate was that online gambling was up 71% compared to a typical period in April. And there have been a large number of people opening accounts. However, that has to be taken into consideration. That likely represents a shift in people who might wager on the same events in retail venues, and a shift for people who are gambling from other forms. So we don't know that gambling itself has increased, or even whether this is amongst people who have gambling problems. Our reports from our clients who are seeking treatment at the University of Sydney Gambling Treatment Clinic are that people haven't necessarily gone online. For someone who plays poker machines, online wagering really doesn't represent the same sort of activity. So it's not necessarily true that people would just necessarily gravitate to an online form to try and replicate that experience.
Well, I found it rather intriguing, that statistic mentioned in the introduction there, that although poker machines have the least amount of regular gamblers, they have the highest proportion of those with problems. Poker machines make up to $7.5 billion a month. Do we need more awareness of just how, just the kind of struggle that a smaller proportion of those gamblers are actually having with these?
Absolutely. Gambling has a huge impact across Australia because there's only a relatively small amount of people, less than 1%, who are classified as being sort of problematic gamblers. But we do have a much larger proportion of people who experience some harms related to gambling. And for all the people who do experience some harms, they radiate across the people who are in their families, people who work with them. So the societal impact is quite large. Now, there is a lot of attention on poker machines and increasing on online gambling, but we do need to make sure that this increases and we have continuing efforts to push for not just measures for people who have gambling problems, so treatment is very important, but more efforts on those who are at risk to make sure people don't develop gambling problems and to encourage people to engage with consumer protection or play management tools to help if they want to gamble, which is a legal and entertainment activity, to do so at a sustainable level.
Once the lockdown has passed, I mean, will we see these gamblers return to their addictions as before, or do you think this taste of cold turkey might have driven a few away from returning to the machines?
That's a really critical question because we have to look at what's going to happen going forward. Now, many people think that habits form, and there's a lot of sort of pop psychology that if you do something for 40 days, you've magically formed a habit and, you know, your life course has been changed. And a lot of people do this when they experience some sort of holiday effect. So they might leave their typical situation, go holidays, change their habits. But when they return home, or in this case, when the venues reopen, when life resumes as normal as it might be, the people do find that the same drivers that led them to gamble at a high level, so the same psychological factors, the same emotional drivers, the same habits, they're still going to be there. So it's critical that people who do think they've got a gambling problem and are experiencing a bit of relief right now take positive actions to really adjust their behaviours to address the underlying factors, or it's likely that people will go back to similar patterns and potentially, especially with the inject of stimulus payments, some people actually have more money now than they did previously. So it's important that people don't start developing habits that they are unsustainable going forward.
Well, no better time than now. Sally, thank you very much. Really do appreciate your time this morning.
Absolutely. And at the University of Sydney, we're actually conducting a survey for everyone who's to look at really understanding the impacts of gambling. So people can go onto the Brain and Mind Centre website and take that survey. So we'll have some real data on what happens during and after this shutdown.
Fantastic. Thanks very much, Sally.
Thanks very much, Sean.